When everybody else went off to college, I stayed behind. I work at a one-screen, second-run cinema, selling tickets and concessions, cleaning, changing the marquee, little shit like that. I'm the only person working regularly, besides Mr. Grindle, the projectionist and owner. I'm pretty sure he's independently wealthy, because I can't see him making much money out of this endeavor. Hardly anybody comes to the movies. In the fall, the college kids are gone. Elementary school is in session. Everybody else is at work. During the daytime, nobody comes at all. But Mr. Grindle runs the movies whether there's an audience or not. Probably has nothing better to do, and neither do I, but he's got to be at least a little bit out of his mind to keep this place running. Do come to the movies. Afterwards, they want to talk to me about them. Sometimes they complain if they think the movie was offensive and they want their money back. I mean, I didn't pick the movie. I haven't even seen the movie. So why don't you just fuck off? Everybody thinks you must love movies if you work at a cinema. I don't give a shit about movies. I don't see the appeal. A girl I once knew told me about a movie she saw where John Cusack, in a suit, hit another man in the head with a saucepan to defend a girl. She said it was romantic. I have absolutely no idea what she was talking about. Yeah, so, my job. It's boring. I'm used to it, and I need it.
Fuck.
Thanks.
abstract way, you know? Sorry about the situation and not being able to change it. Where I'll always feel a little guilty, but not enough to have done anything differently or even to apologize. The last thing that I did was to change the marquee. I was trying to say goodbye, but there's nothing I could have said that really would have been sincere. It was the best I could do.